Amanda silently offered, mopping up her t-shirt before glaring at me with red-rimmed eyes.
Don't do that to me again.
Sorry, it was the gin talking. Told you it makes me brilliant.
So that's what you call it?
I stuck my tongue out at her. She turned her glare up a notch.
As for what I was saying when you so rudely brought up the subject of sexual aids, which, just for the record, I don't have, need, or ever expect to use, unlike some people I could mention. Anyway, I'd like to point out that with regards to men, I have the good taste to save myself for someone really meaningful.
She paused to blow her nose again.
I hope you noticed the contrast between my actions, responsible yet hopeful realism regarding the man destined to be my future husband, and yourself, who has settled for a guy who can't give you anything more than a good
Ladies! Miranda shrieked, cutting Roxy off cold. We both looked at her. She glared back at us.
I refuse to help you if you argue with each other.
Honestly, how you two can call each other best friend is beyond me. But regardless of that, I won't have dissension in my house. The goddess is not in charity with feelings of pettiness and ill will, Roxanne. And since you asked for the goddess's help, you should be prepared to approach her in a penitential manner with a pure heart and unblemished soul. I directed a smug smile at Roxy. She ignored me and fought to wipe the stubborn-as-a-mule look from her face.
Sorry, she mumbled,
clasping her hands and staring down at them in a close approximation of demureness and penitence.
The same goes for you as well, Miranda frowned at me.
I widened my eyes and tried to look innocent of all wrongdoing, but it was hard to even think of muddying the truth when Miranda's eerie light gray eyes settled on me.
I didn't come here desperate for you to find me a man, I pointed out with as much dignity as possible.
Roxy begged me to come.
I did not, she snapped, her expression no longer demure. I simply said that if Bradley was the best you could do for yourself, it wouldn't hurt to have the goddess look around and see if she couldn't find someone a little better.
That's hardly begging. Lord above, I think you'd be grateful for this chance to find what most people don't ever have a chance to find, their true soulmate. I opened my mouth to dispute her statement, but caught sight of an extremely fat black cat with white whiskers and one white paw, who was uncurling himself from an adjacent cushioned wicker chair. I held out a lime-scented hand, but the cat, with disdain that would do a king proud, gave me the equivalent to a cat sneer and waddled over to plop himself down before Miranda.
Whatever, I shrugged off my friend's comments, figuring the evening would go faster if I kept my skepticism to myself.
I didn't really believe in all the hocus-pocus that Miranda claimed to tap into with her spells and invocations to the goddess. But then, there were a few things that had happened in her presence that I couldn't easily explain. Roxy swallowed it all, though, and despite what she said, she had asked me to sit with her for support. I figured it was the least I could do for someone who'd been with me through good times and bad.
Miranda, don't you think it's time to put David on a diet? He's almost as big as the Rottweiler that lives down the street from me.
We are ready to begin.
Miranda glared me into silence, sent Roxy a warning look to keep her quiet as well, then closed her eyes and began to breathe deeply, humming a soft little tuneless hum. A gentle breeze swept in through a nearby window, pushing before it the familiar scent of the herbs Miranda used in her invocation candles. A bit guiltily, I remembered that I was supposed to be making my mind open and responsive, and spent a few moments doing a spot of breathing and humming myself, until I got tired of squashing all the little thoughts that kept popping into my head when it was supposed to be an unpainted canvas just waiting for fate's bold brushstrokes, or whatever it was that Roxy had read from Miranda's instructions. I couldn't quite remember. That part of the conversation being...